بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we come to the last آيات of سورة الفاتحة. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. Before this ayah, we said, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. So this ayah, where O Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness. And the next ayah, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghairi al-maghdubi alayhim, wal-abdallin. This is the description of this path. Path of steadfastness. What is that path? The path, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim. O Allah, the path of those who received your blessing, who received your inam, who received your reward. Now, who received the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah said, Anama Allahu alayhim min al-nabiyyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada wa salihin. Allah said that the people who received the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the Anbiya alayhim salam, are the prophets, are the siddiqoon, are the truthful people, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the martyrs in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Salihin, the good people. For each of these, there is a definition. Who is a Siddiq? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, for example, is a Siddiq. And then you have the Shuhada and the Salihin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep to keep us in this company, because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to do to those who try to do good, which is to give them the company of such good people. Now, in these Anbiya, the first of them, so we said, an'amta alayhim, these are the people, the Anbiya, the prophets, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin, the prophets, the Siddiqeen, the truthful people, the martyrs, and the Salihin, the good people, as defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, out of these four, the highest station is for the Anbiya alayhim salam, for the prophets. Because they are the ones who are named first, and we know that they are the best of all creation. And among the Anbiya alayhim salam, who has the highest position? That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Imam al-Anbiya, the Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Yasin, which is one of the names of Rasulullah sallam, Yasin, wal Qur'an al-Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by the Qur'an, by the kitab which he revealed on Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Yasin, wal Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamil al-mursaleen, surely and definitely and truly you are among the Mursaleen, among the Rasuls, ala siratim mustaqim, and you are on the path of steadfastness. What did we ask Allah for? We asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the path of steadfastness, and then we clarified and we qualified that dua by saying sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Who are the an'amta alayhim? Four categories of them. The highest of those categories, highest category of the four, is the Anbiya and the Rusul, the prophets and the messengers. And the highest of them, the highest of the prophets and messengers, is Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And about him specifically by name, by his laqab, by his khitab, by his title, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you are truly and surely among the Mursaleen, you are one of the prophets, one of the messengers, one of the Rasuls of Allah. And definitely you are on the path of steadfastness. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, think about this, that when we are in Salah, of course, every time we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Salah or no Salah, but the point is, think about it as Salah. When we are standing in Salah, facing the Qibla, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a state of wudu, on our musalla, I can describe and more describe this, I don't want to waste your time. When we are in this state, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us on the path of steadfastness, and we are qualifying that by saying, what is the path of steadfastness? So what are we really saying? We are saying, O Allah, guide me to the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because what is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his way, is the path that he traveled on, is the life that he led. It is his way of life. That is the sunnah. And we are saying, O Allah, guide us to this sunnah. Guide us to this path of steadfastness, that we may live our lives the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived his life. It's also symbolic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by the Quran. And he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that surely you are on the path of steadfastness. I understand that as the implied meaning to say that the Quran is the description of the path of steadfastness. And I link that to the hadith of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who said to the person who asked her to describe the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said to him, don't you read the Quran? He said, yes, I read the Quran. She said, that was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life was the Quran. He was the living, walking, talking Quran. He was the tafsir of the Quran in action. See how beautiful the connections are. So somebody who is asking to be guided to the Sirat al-Mustaqim is really asking to be guided to the Quran. And he's asking to be guided to the Quran means he's asking to be guided to the path of Rasulullah, which is the sunnah of the Rasul alayhi salam. The sunnah of Rasulullah is the Quran in action. Surely those who deny the ahadith of Rasulullah, who deny the sunnah of Rasulullah, should ask themselves, what do they really mean when they are saying ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim? Does it have a meaning? Or is it something that they are just saying for the sake of saying it? Because if it has a meaning, then this is the meaning. The meaning is, you are asking to be guided to the way of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how can you ask to be guided to the way of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then refuse to recognize his way and refuse to recognize his sunnah and refuse to honor his sunnah? How is this possible? If you do that, it means that you are being untruthful and you are lying to yourself. So think about that. This is the importance of the sunnah of Muhammad Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because every single rakat of every single salah, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand not just the meaning as in the translation, but the meaning as in the import, as in the weight, as in the magnificence, as in the understanding of his kalam, so that it fills our hearts with his glory and majesty and his nur, and it fills our hearts with the hub and the muhabbat and the love for his Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, brothers and sisters, it is very important for us that when we are asking for something, then we make the effort towards it. As I told you, the Sirat al-Mustaqim is not a line on a map. It is a path of action. And this is what we are asking Allah for, Jalla Jalaluhu. a path of action. And if you're asking for a path of action, then we have to show the action by following that sunnah of Rasulullah. And remember, we're asking for the sunnah of Rasulullah, meaning that we are making a blanket statement. The sunnah of Rasulullah, in which respect, in which aspect of my life? Whole of life. All aspects of my life. My waking, my sleeping, my walking, my talking, my work, my entertainment, my family, inside, outside, everything must be according to the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what we are asking for. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to be truthful to our dua and to grant us this dua and to make us people who will follow the sunnah, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in excellence, inshallah, in every way. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.